the Bay College Norse. Literally give one away. I guess that's the only way to put it, Ponko, and this one hurts.
Yeah, no, that one hurts. We're in a position where we can't lose a whole lot of games, and like you said, giving this one away hurts. You know, Hunter threw one heck of a game and deserved a win there. And they came out, they hit Jake, and maybe the moment was a little too big for Scotty. He struggled to throw strikes there, and that gave them a chance. And even the play at the end, Zach makes that play 99 over 100. You know, and it just, like I said, things being a little bit too big, he throws it away. So, you know, that's something that's on me then. We haven't put our guys in enough pressure situations where they understand that and can play that way. So we gotta do something to get ready for this weekend, because we're going to be in some good games with Mid. And if we want to we want to take that second spot, we gotta take care of business this Friday and Saturday.
Yeah. Yeah, I actually said Darvin Gray on that. That was Zach going deep in the hole from first base. He actually made a good play, fielded it, but then threw it away.
Yeah, he took care of the hard part and just overthrew the toss. It was an underhand toss. Should have been an easy play, and just overthrew it. Should have gave us a chance to go to extras. But you know, it's easy to focus on that last inning, but we missed some opportunities early in that game to score some more runs and left some stuff on the board that would have taken care of that in the first place. So,
well, left the bases loaded twice.
Yeah. Yeah, no, exactly. And that's exactly right. We got a couple of guys that trying to do a little too much when in those situations. And we talked to some of them. And guys are starting to figure it out. But just, you know, guys trying to be heroes instead of trying to do their job in that situation, and that's where we come up with some at-bats that aren't as great, chasing pitches out of the zone or chasing pitches in an account that they shouldn't be chasing pitches, making contact with pitches that aren't going to be successful on. So, yeah, that's not a good loss.
No, it's not. Now you got to – you know, you got a couple of practices before Mid-Michigan comes on Friday for the home opener. You got to have a short memory, right?
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, I think, honestly, it puts more pressure on us this weekend, which is what we don't need. I think it's every game is a must win from here on out. And you know, that's tough to do when you're talking about 10 games of conference season. We gotta
run the table.
We got to play our best ball and possibly run the table. We can't rely on guys helping us out, other teams helping us out right now. So,
all right, Paco, we'll give you a shout out.
I just thank you to everyone listening and supporting Norse baseball. It's been a fun ride the 6 years we've been here, and despite the loss today, there's a lot of good things going on with Norse baseball, and can't wait to see where this journey continues to take us. So,
yeah, your two starting pitchers today, you couldn't have asked for much more out of either.
Without a doubt. Yeah, no, those guys threw their tail off, and Hunter was extremely dominant for most of that game. He started to get tired. When he gets pitch count got up in the 90s, he started to get tired. We're planning on bouncing him back for Saturday, so there was no need to push him. And hats off to Alpina. They didn't roll over and die and made Jake throw some tough pitches and still hurt him, and challenged Scotty too. So they're in that win, but we got to be a little bit better too.
All right, let's go home.